The Saints were back outside, avoided the rain, and really cranked up everything in the open field. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House, is right now. John, it was entertaining to say the least. It was good to be back outside, number one, but I guess I didn't expect the vocal intensity that we found on the practice field today.
Well, you've got a couple of chippy coaches, secondary coach Aaron Glenn, receivers coach Curtis Johnson, and they feed that into their players, so you can feel that intensity when those guys are in those one-on-one drills. Basically, this is mano a mano. Who wins, who doesn't win, and there's a clear-cut winner and a clear-cut loser every rep.
Normally, the 11-on-11 is our favorite period. Today, those 7-on-7 seem to be the most entertaining, where we saw the jaw-jacking go on. It's a pretty fierce hand-fighting and competition between those receivers and defensive backs. Ken Crawley said that they had seen enough of the offense spiking the ball after big plays on offense. Today, they started spiking their big plays and matched the intensity of the wide receiver core.
We just competing. We notice on film they get to keep spiking the ball, and we don't like that. So we just competing. We love them at the end of the day, but we just got out competing.
How much of it is get you fired up, and how much is just flat out fun when that happens?
It's just fun. We learning as a group. We coming together as a group. We know it's going to be competitive. We got a big group, and everybody want to make it, but we just developing that chemistry in our room and just holding everybody accountable and just competing.
Head coach Sean Payton also talked about the intensity between those two position groups and practice overall today here at the Osher Sports Performance Center.
Part of this is creating the right environment, you know, and the right competitive environment. And, you know, oftentimes we as coaches have to lead in doing that. I don't have a chance to see it sometimes. Sometimes it's a little overkill, but look, we've still got a lot of work to do. And I reminded them, you know, man, we're just into the beginning of this camp with our installation. There's a lot that we have to correct. And you know, as long as they're playing hard, you know, that's fine.
After practice at the microphone today, linebacker Michael Maudie. He made his first appearance since the start of camp, and really, I think in a lot of ways, since rejoining this football team after the battle he had been through since last fall. Of course, that intestinal battle put him back and dropped him almost 40 pounds to a low of 190 at one point. The Mandeville native, though, is so happy to not only be healthy again, but back playing football in a very competitive linebacking position.
You know, I don't even think about it anymore, which is great. But it's not like an injury where I'm kind of, you know, favoring a side or anything. It's really just, look, I'm back healthy, and it feels great to be running out there. So, you know, now it's just kind of, you know, knocking rust off a little bit and just getting out there making some plays, and the rest is just takes care of itself, yeah.
John, no one really knows how it will turn out for Michael Maudie or really for that entire position group. There's a lot of guys that have starting experience. There'll be a battle for just the handful of spots. But you can't doubt how special of a story it's been for a guy that just grew up across the lake.
Well, really inspiring. I mean, you're talking about something that, as far as we know, has not been documented in the NFL, to essentially be playing without your large intestine. Really unheard of, and he's back and feeling as well as he ever has. He said at the end of the last season, before he checked out, before he left the season, he really was just so sick he couldn't continue on. But he looks good. He says he feels pretty good with his reads and everything, so he's coming right back along.
Now, as we mentioned, he's in a battle. That linebacking position has a lot of folks here battling for not only playing time, but even for a spot on this roster. It's an area of need for the Saints here during this training camp. And yesterday, we got to talk to NFL veteran and new Saints linebacking coach, Mike Nolan. Mike, first of all, your transition to the staff, how smoothly has it gone?
That's a question for the other guys, maybe. But for me, it's been good. I've really enjoyed it. And actually, moving to New Orleans, I lived here as a kid for a little while, but it's fun to come back. We live in Uptown, and everything from transition from the football to living here has really been seamless for the most part. We've really enjoyed it.
The word I keep hearing most when folks are describing you is teacher. Yeah. All of your players have described you more as a teacher than anything else so far so in this camp. That must make you feel good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, because I think the objective of a position coach is really to be able to make your players better so they perform better naturally. And I think players will always gravitate toward that. You know, a lot of times people will ask, you know, how do you get them to listen to you, this and that. Players want to be good, and if they feel like you can give them something, then they're going to listen. And so that's nice of them to say, and hopefully that's the truth throughout.
Tell me about some of your students there in that linebacker room.
Well, it's a good group. It's a competitive group. It's a versatile group. Very coachable, every one of them. All of them good communicators. It's easy to speak with each and every one of them. They're good listeners. So as a group, you know, collectively, that's what they are. Individually, I guess everybody has their own little set of skills, but there's a lot of competition in the group. That's probably the most encouraging thing from a team aspect and giving us the opportunity to win is there's really good competition to go along with that versatility.
What is the benefit, Coach, of moving those guys around in different spots throughout this portion of camp?
As a player, to have an understanding of all the jobs helps you do your job better. Because when you are asked to do something, you know, it's nice to know, okay, that guy's supposed to fit there, and I know that because I played there, and so therefore I know where he's going to be. That's why it's important, I think, to get, you know, some action at different positions. And the other thing it does for us is it gives us an opportunity to evaluate and get our best 11 on the field.
Well, there will come a point where we'll be able to say those are Mike Nolan linebackers, and why would we say that? What would that characteristic be?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I think the most important thing in being a player is somebody that's disruptive, not only just making plays, but also getting the ball. Look, making tackles is part of it and all that, but when you really step your game up and are a good player, you're around the ball. Whether it's a batted ball, strip fumble, you're just around the ball a lot. And that would be the thing that I'd like it to look like for everyone's sake.
All the best, Coach. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Good. Finally, on this Thursday, a note about the fans. Today was a special engagement for club season ticket holders. They were invited out to practice as special guests today. In fact, they were able to spend some time with former St. Lance Moore. Pictures were taken with the Lombardi Trophy and Mr. Moore, and a good time was had by all. And again, a reminder that practice is wide open for you on Sunday night at Yulman Stadium, Tom Benson Field on the campus of Tulane University. That practice right now scheduled to start at 7 p.m. More details at NewOrleansSaints.com. That'll about do it for us on this Thursday. Hot and steamy now. We had rain after practice. Hopefully the Saints will be back on the field tomorrow. It is open. And, of course, a fan fest to be enjoyed by all as well. And, again, details on that at NewOrleansSaints.com, too. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you next time.